it's hard for us when it is fresh in our mind when our dearly beloved mother passes away, and the first time around is always the hardest. Amen. So my heart goes out to those that are feeling the loss of somebody that you just can't replace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A mother is I think, the backbone of the world. Amen. Amen. Although Adam was created first, amen, it took the woman to, what do they call that, to populate the world. Amen. Amen. You can't see two men populating the world. Amen. It had to have a woman. Amen. That's why I think, because men, I wouldn't want to go what they go through to have children. I believe the Bible says it's a curse. It's a curse that was put on them. Amen. I wouldn't want that curse at all. Amen. Amen. So I thank the Lord, it's like I always like to say, for making me who he made me. You know, God he's a smart God. He's a smart God. He knows who to make what. Amen. Because he knew I couldn't take it. Amen. I don't want to be with you very long today, but I just want to encourage the mothers that have done a wonderful job of raising children, and the mothers that are just starting on the journey. I just want to encourage them about what it is to be a mother. Amen. I like to call it, text is going to be taken from Proverbs. Amen. It's the last book in Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs has a lot of for better use of the word Proverbs to let us know how to live our lives.
Yes.
Amen. If we pay close attention to Proverbs, we'll be better off in our lives. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures comes from Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, I think it says, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. Amen. It may not be verbatim, but that's basically what it's saying. Amen. Is that if you acknowledge him in all your ways, don't lean to your own knowledge and your own understanding.
Amen.
Amen. But acknowledge God. Amen. And this being at the end of Proverbs, amen, it kind of ties it all together. I like to use for a subject, a perfect wife from A to Z.
All right.
Amen. Perfect wife from A to Z. Amen. And you know, if you know your alphabet, you know that A is the beginning and Z is the end. So this is all in between. Amen. So I want to begin at verse 10. I'm just going to read scriptures for you. Amen. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
What chapter?
This is, 31st chapter. 31st chapter of Proverbs. And we're starting at verse 10. Amen. So it says, verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Amen. To me, that means that She is a rare find. Amen. She's not just an everyday run-of-the-mill woman. Amen. There's a lot of them out there with children, but they are not the perfect wife. They're not the perfect mother. Amen. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he can have no need for spoil. Yes. Amen. To me, that's saying that she is trustworthy. Yes. Amen. Yes. I.e., that means that her husband has no need for concern. Amen. Amen. He can concentrate on what he does. Amen. Without in the back of his mind saying, oh, I wonder what that wife of mine is doing now. What's she up to? Amen. Amen. She's trustworthy. Amen. Verse 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Yes. Amen. Yes. Meaning that she is constant in her love. Hallelujah. Amen. She's not a sometimey woman.
All right.
She's not moody all the time. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I see I get a lot of amens from the women today. Eh? Amen. 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 Verse 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Amen. To me, that means she is industrious. Amen. She's not lazy. Amen. She's not what they say in some lingo. She's not trifling.
Yes.
She ain't trifling. To bring it on home, she ain't trifling. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Verse 14 says, she is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar.
All right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Meaning she's thrifty. Amen. She's not wasteful. Amen. She's economical. Amen. How many men work so hard to bring in their check? Amen. And the wife is just frivolously buying things that she don't need. You know, going to the store when she's hungry, buying everything she see, but she don't really need it. Amen. You need somebody that's going to hold down the household. Somebody that you can trust with your money. Amen. Means she's economical. Amen. Verse 15 says, she rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Amen. She's a self-starter. Amen. She is she don't need nobody to prod her.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Let's get this done. She wakes up in the middle of, she's thinking all the time about her family. She's thinking about how to get things done.
Yeah.
She don't need nobody to she's a self-motivator, self-starter. Amen. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruits of her hand, she planted a vineyard. Amen. Not only does she take the money that you bring, she is enterprising with it. Amen?
All right.
Instead of always looking for someone or something else, she takes what she has and makes more. Amen? She's enterprising. Amen. Excuse me. She girdeth her lions with strength and strengthens her arms. To me, that means she's willing to work hard. Amen. And she's not always just looking for a handout. Amen. She just works hard. Amen. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. That's a good one. She's willing to stay with the job till it's done.
Yes.
Amen. She's not a quitter.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes they say a man's job is from sun up to sundown.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that a woman's job is never done. A woman's job is never done.
Amen.
Amen. When the husband is tired, he comes home from working 12, 14 hours a day. He don't want nothing to do with the children. He don't want nothing to do with cleaning. No dishes, no nothing. All he wants to do is sit down, have his food brought to him. Maybe if you good, take his shoes off. Bring his paper. Next thing you know, the TV is watching him. He's asleep. But the woman's job is continuing. When the baby wakes up in the middle of the night, man ain't getting up. I got to go to work in the morning. But the woman's job is never done. She's willing to stay with it until the job is done. Amen. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hand holds the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Meaning that she's compassionate. Amen. She don't only have and take things for herself and her own family, which she provides for, which all the things that we've been talking about, but she's compassionate. Amen. She sees the neighbor not doing so well. She sees the neighbor children with no shoes on their feet. She sees them looking in the garbage can for scraps. She's compassionate. She said, well, I don't have much, but what I have, I'll share with you.
Amen.
Amen. She's compassionate about all of the things that are that are with her. Amen. She's not afraid to sow her household, to snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Amen. Again, she's very thrifty with her hands, and if she don't go out, she don't have to have Guess jeans.
Amen.
She don't have to have name brand stuff. But she can take cloth, thread, and make it better than some things that you can buy. And I'm a testimony to this of what I'm wearing today.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, when I wear this outfit, people just go, wow, where did you buy that? I didn't. Some woman made it. Amen. I thank her for it. Amen. This is a beautiful outfit. I love it. I love it. Amen. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders. Amen. A woman has to have a good eye.
Yes.
She has to know the right man to pick.
All right, look out now.
She has to know the right man to pick.
Oh, yeah.
So many women get in trouble because they want the bad boy.
Yes.
They want the ones with all the flash and the cash. But we know that flash and the cash don't last.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to have a man that's going to be with you and be in it for the long run.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So a woman has to have a good eye. She has to know how to pick a man. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Again, she has to have the presence of mind to prepare for the now, take care of her family for the now, but also has to have an eye on the future. Right. Amen? Because if you don't prepare for the future, it's going to be here, and when it gets here, you'll be lost. So a wife, a mother, has to know how to plan for the future. Not only for now, but for the future. Amen. Amen. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Amen. She's not always telling her husband what to do or how to do it. She's not always hollering at the neighbors, "Y'all shut up. Stay up in front of my house. Stop making my dog bark." But her tongue is the law of kindness. She's always kind. Amen. She looketh well to the ways of her household, yes, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Yes. There's a saying of what it's saying, idle mind is the devil's workshop. Okay. If your mind is, and I love that saying is something to do with is a terrible thing to waste.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah. But I'm saying an idle mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. We all been blessed with a mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But how many of us have seen people, and I see them every day, passing by Mendo Mill, there's a couple of ladies, that are just passing. My wife come and say, "Ooh, that lady just got her kids taken," you know, and they walking with, talking to themselves. Yeah. They just seem to be lost. And for a mother, that is one of the most stressful things that can happen to you, is to have your children taken from you.
Yeah.
It can make you crazy.
Yes.
It can make you crazy. I don't care if you are not. Yeah. Your kid, that's your child.
Yeah.
Amen. You have a attachment to that child. And to have them taken away from you is a terrible thing. Amen. Her children arise up and call her blessed.
Amen.
Her husband also, and he praises her.
Amen.
Men folk, love your wives.
Amen.
Give them their flowers, and I don't mean wait till Mother's Day and buy them a bouquet of flowers and say, "Here you go."
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. But my mother always told me to give people their flowers while they can smell them.
Right.
To me, that means praise them.
That's right.
Build them up. Let them know that what they're doing is just wonderful.
Amen.
Every day of her life.
Yeah.
Because when she's dead, you can say it all you want, but she won't hear it. So give them the praise and honor that's due them.
Amen.
Because they are, like I said in the beginning, the backbone of our household, of this nation, of this world.
Amen.
Many daughters have gone virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Every woman except for Eve is a daughter. Amen. You have to be a daughter before you are a mother.
Amen.
Now, there, like I said, there is a lot of women out there that look beautiful, but they have no soul. They have all the beauty and the trappings that can get a man. But a perfect mother, a perfect wife who adheres to all of these things that we've been talking about, excels and beats all of it. Amen. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord,